I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, welcome to another silsila, Reality of Shaitan. And today, the topic which we bring to you is that ways of saving ourselves from Shaitan. We've learned many things regarding Shaitan, but today in our silsila, in our episode today, we're going to learn about ways of saving ourselves from Shaitan. So before we talk about this, let's listen to a blessing of reciting peace and blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sheikh Tariqat, Amir Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, writes in his unique book, Destruction of Backbiting. Sayyidina Majmuddin Firozabadi has stated, when you sit in a gathering, in a majlis, and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jal will designate an angel that will keep you from backbiting. When you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, when you depart from that congregation and you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, the angels will keep others from backbiting against you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, how great of a benefit and blessing it is that we recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then we recite Darood upon the best of mankind. We recite peace and blessings upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by this, not only we will able to save ourselves from backbiting regarding others, but we will save others from backbiting about us. Such a great blessing. And this is our topic today, ways of saving ourselves from Shaitan. So from this fazilat of Durood-e-Pak, of reciting salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are saving ourselves from Shaitan, because Shaitan wants us to backbite. He wants us to involve in this major sin of backbiting. And he wants others to involve in backbiting. And inshallah, if we make this a habit, whenever we sit in a gathering, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. And when we leave that gathering, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Inshallah, like this, we will able to save ourselves from Shaitan. So my dear Islam brothers, today's topic is saving ourselves from Shaitan. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, one of the beautiful ways of saving ourselves from Shaitan is always doing good and involved in the zikr of Allah, is involved in the remembrance of Allah. If we are doing good, then we are away from evil. And if we are not doing good, then we can, our normal activities and normal actions, it can lead us towards sin. So busy yourself in doing good actions. Busy your tongue in the reciting of the Holy Quran. Busy your tongue in the remembrance of Allah by doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then inshallah Azza wa Jal, this tongue will not backbite. This tongue will not swear. This tongue will not hurt other people's feelings. Like this, we will able to protect our tongue. Like this, my dear Islam brothers, when we are busy in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are in the houses of Allah, in the masajid, we are also protected from Shaitan. We are also saved from Shaitan. As mentioned, that the masajids are castles protecting you from Shaitan. When we are in good places, my dear Islam brothers, this is also a way of saving ourselves from Shaitan. When we are in the zikr of Allah, we are also saving ourselves from Shaitan. When the person is fasting, he's also saved and protected from Shaitan. All virtuous actions overall are a means of us saving ourselves from Shaitan. Now it's just for me and you to realize and understand the importance of doing virtuous actions, good actions, and then busy ourselves in doing them actions, inshallah, when we will busy ourselves in doing them good actions, we'll able to save ourselves from shaitan. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madhya Channel, this is a very beautiful way to save ourselves from shaitan. When entering the home, giving salam, and then reciting Bismillah before eating. If you know that how much time a person on average spends in his house, because he's sleeping in his house. So he's spending all that time, the time which he spends sleeping in his house. And if he is to enter his house by giving salam, and if he was to recite Bismillah, because the time which he spends at home eating, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, he is saved from shaitan by doing these two actions. One, entering the home by giving salam. Secondly, by reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim when eating. Alhamdulillah. My dear Islam brothers, one of the main tools of shaitan is that he wants to make our home a place of discomfort. When our home is discomfort, we will not able to gain tranquility in our worship. We will not able to learn and practice the deen. And the very beautiful way of overcoming this problem, the problems of our homes, the problems with disobedient children, is whenever you enter your home by giving salam, this will bring blessings in your house. This will, alhamdulillah, by giving salam, you are sending peace upon the people of the household. And inshallah, by sending peace upon the people of the household, you will be bringing a protection to that house, inshallah. So whenever you enter your home, make it a habit, give salam. If you've forgotten, always go back and then give salam. There was one brother who says that whenever he forgets to read dua for entering the house or giving salam, he would go out of his house and re-enter by giving salam, by reading dua. How I wish that we could get into this habit. Why? Because this one little habit can save us from many quarrels of the household, many destructions of the household, many misunderstandings of the household, and making that place our home, which we know as a sweet home, will be in reality a sweet home when we were to follow the footsteps of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Hanemi rahmatullah alayhi stated, when entering the home, one, you should recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and place the right foot into the home. One should then say salam to the household, and if there is no one present in the home, one should say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, meaning sending salam upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some buzurg rahmatullah alayhi have been seen reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Surat Ikhlas entering the home at the beginning of the day. This brings about harmony in the household, prevents quarrels, and increases blessings in the sustenance. Subhanallah azawajal. Today we are complaining about not having blessings in the house, quarrels in the house, problems in the household. People are depressed even in their own homes. Shaitan has made people depressed in their own homes, making people, family members fight with each other over little thing. A husband and wife is fighting, a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law is fighting, son-in-law and the father-in-law is fighting. These type of quarrels, a mother and a child is fighting, the daughter and the father are fighting. These types of fights, quarrels are taking place in our homes. It's because the blessings has been taken out of our homes. Why? Because we have made our homes a place where we are away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear Islam brothers, to create this comfort in the home, whenever you enter into your home, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, recite the dua of entering the home, say salam to the people of the household, say salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, inshallah azawajal, with the blessing of all these actions, our home will be a place of comfort, a place of blessing, a place of ease. Today, my dear Islam brothers, this word blessing, we only tend to see this word blessing is that we have a lot of money, a huge amount of money. We are earning a lot of money. Or we have a nice car or big house. We tend to only think that this is a blessing. In reality, my dear Islam brothers, this is not the only blessing. This may be a form of a blessing, but understanding blessings. Let me give you a few things regarding which will open our mind to say that what blessing is. My dear Slime Brothers, blessing is not only that we have a lot of money, or we have a big house, or we have a nice car, or we have children, or we have the best furniture, the best decoration, a great kitchen. All these things are blessing itself. But my dear Slime Brothers, it becomes that our mindset is just focused that only this is blessing. But my dear Slime Brothers, blessing could also be that a person does with a little. This is also a form of a blessing. You might earn little, but that is sufficient for you to survive. This is also a blessing, my dear Slime Brothers. Also, a blessing is that a person is safe from illnesses. Why sometimes a person can be earning a lot of money? Because he's spending all that money on curing himself from illnesses, from these types of problems. My dear Slime Brothers, so good health is a blessing. Not being ill, being saved from illness is also a blessing in the home. Also, my dear Slime Brothers, saving time is also a blessing. Alhamdulillah, if you are able to do a thing in a very short time, this is also a blessing. Realize that this is also a blessing. Also, my dear Slime Brothers, another thing which you can consider as a blessing is that things not breaking down. For example, a person can be earning a lot of money, but his car is also breaking down all the time. He's spending so much money on his car, his household items, his fridge, his washing machine, his boiler, all these things are breaking down. He's spending money upon money on this. He might be earning a lot of money, yet all these things are breaking down. My dear Slime Brothers, this could be that when these sort of items are not breaking down, this is also a blessing. Another form of blessing is that a person is not involved in sin. A person's family members are not involved in sin. My dear Slime Brothers, reality is that this is a great blessing. When we are away from sins, when we are doing virtuous actions, this is also a blessing. If the household, the people in the household are praying namaz, are reading the Quran, this is also a blessing, my dear Slime Brothers. Also, people around you are pious. If you have pious offsprings, your children are pious, your parents are pious. Alhamdulillah, if all your family members are in the beautiful environment of Dawah Islami, this is also a blessing, saving yourselves from other corrupt beliefs, other corrupt ways, or wrong type of company, or the company of sinners. Alhamdulillah, when you are away from this, your children are away from this, your family members are away from this, this is also a blessing. Another thing which is a blessing, that you are able to share, even that thing which you are sharing might be little. This is also a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the tawfiq to able to share whatever you have. If a guest comes into your house, whatever you have, you are happily placing that on the dining mat. This is also a blessing, my dear Slime Brothers. Living in peace in our homes, this is also a blessing. So my dear Slime Brothers, how to create this blessing in the home is by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by following the examples of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And inshaAllah, like this, we will able to save ourselves from the ways of shaitan. Always have respect for food, the rizq which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Today, so many people, they throw away so much particles of food. So much food are thrown in the rubbish, in the dustbins, in the garbage bins. We are wasting food. This is, my dear Slime Brothers, we are losing the blessings from our homes. And this is a way of pleasing shaitan when we are losing so much food. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he entered his home. He found a piece of bread and he picked that up and he cleaned it. And he mentioned that when this goes from a nation, it does not return. My dear Slime Brothers, today we have all these blessings, this sustenance. Value them. Don't waste these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshaAllah, by honoring these things, we'll be saving ourselves from shaitan. Also, my dear Slime Brothers, we were talking about gaining blessings and keeping ourselves away from shaitan, not following the ways of shaitan, but following the footsteps of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is narrated, the mother of the believers, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated that the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has stated, when a person eats, he should mention the name of Allah, i.e. recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If he forgets to recite Bismillah in the beginning, he should recite Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhira. My dear Islam brothers, always remain in the zikr of Allah. And if you forget to recite Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim, you can recite Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhira. And inshaAllah, like this, we will be able to save ourselves from shaitan and bring blessings in our homes. Sayyidina Umayyah bin Mukashi radiallahu ta'ala has stated, a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, a person was eating food without reciting Bismillah. When he was about to eat a last morsel, he recalled and recited Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhira. Seeing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam said with a smile, shaitan was also eating with this person. When he mentioned the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, shaitan vomited up what was in his stomach. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, whenever you forget to recite Bismillah, recite Bismillahi awwalu wa akhira. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, like this, if shaitan had joined us, and to keep ourselves away from shaitan, we need to get into this habit, and shaitan will vomit out whatever he ate. My dear Islamic, this was also another thing we know, is that the sighting of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was able to see shaitan. He was able to know the tricks of shaitan, what shaitan was up to, what shaitan. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned regarding that Iblis was also joining with this person when he didn't recite Bismillah. And once he recited Bismillah, Iblis threw up. Also, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mandi Channel, keeping ourselves away from shaitan is bring halal sustenance into your home. Earn halal. Make sure that whatever we are earning is halal. Save yourself from earning haram, because haram takes us away from our deen. When there's a morsel of haram in our stomach, my dear Islam brothers, this takes away the pleasure of ibadat, the pleasure of worship. And this involves us in more satanic shaitan's ways, involves us in many other ways of shaitan. So bring halal sustenance, bring halal earnings in your homes. Also, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madi Channel, whatever the wird, the Quran, these are ways of saving ourselves from shaitan. We learned just regarding Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Such a small thing, but how saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim can save us from shaitan. Like these other verses of the Holy Quran, for example, Ayatul Kursi, there's a very famous story mentioned in Bukhari Sharif regarding Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam selected Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala to look after Sadqai Fitr. When Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he was looking after Sadqai Fitr, at night shaitan came in the form of a person and he started to fill up this wheat which was left as Sadqai Fitr. When Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he saw this person, he took hold of him, and Iblis, shaitan, he started to say to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, please let me go. I don't have anything to eat. I will not do this again. I was doing this because of not having anything to eat. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he let him free. When Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he came into the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, how was your companion at night? Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he told the story to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said he will come back. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he will come back. He will come back. The next night, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala waited. That man all came back again. Shaitan came back again. Again he started to steal the wheat. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala took hold of him again. Again he presented his excuses. I do not have anything to eat. I am poor. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala felt sympathy again and let him go. The next day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, how is your companion? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he will come again. The third time Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he made a firm intention not to let him go. The man came again and started to take again the wheat. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala took hold of him. Now this time, the person, he said, if you let me go, I will tell you something which will protect you for the whole night. Shaitan will not able to come for the whole night. And he said, and he gave him the verses of the Ayatul Kursi. When Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he let him go. And when he came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told the story to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person, you know who your companion was? You know who that person was who would come and visit you? That person was Iblis. That person was Shaitan. He's a liar, but he has told the truth. My dear Islam brothers, 3 days Shaitan came stealing, but then he told Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala about Ayatul Kursi. This is just one means of saving ourselves. Reciting Ayatul Kursi is a great blessing. One who recites this, inshallah, will be protected at night. He'll be protected from shaitan. Like this, my dear Islam brothers, many other ways of saving ourselves from shaitan. For example, if one was to recite Surat Ikhlas, if one was to recite Surat Ikhlas after Fajr Namaz 10 times, then the whole day shaitan will not able to make him do anything. Whatever he will do wrong himself, but shaitan will not able to make him do anything. This is the blessing of reciting Surat Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, 10 times in the morning after Salat al-Fajr. My dear Islam brothers, like this, there are many wazaif, and one wazaif I want to read out from the Shajra Sharif, which our Sheikh Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has given, that if we do this, inshaAllah, we'll be protected from shaitan. My dear Islam brothers, if we will recite this, we will not only be saved from shaitan, but from troubles and affections of shaitan, evils and sins and other things, inshaAllah. This wazifa, my dear Islam brothers, you will able to find in the Shajra Sharif, you will able to find this wazifa. The wazifa is, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu biyadihi al-khayru yukhji wa yumitu wa huwa ala kulli shay'un qadir. The one who recites this, he will remain secured from all troubles, affections, shaitan and evils. His sins would be forgiven. No one else's good deeds would turn out to be equal to his good deeds. So my dear Islam brothers, many wazaif like this are available to keep ourselves saved and protected from shaitan. Also, good company is a way of saving yourself and being protected from shaitan. This beautiful environment of Dawat Islami is a great means of saving yourself from shaitan. Adopt this good company, adopt this environment of Dawat Islami. Good company is better than good actions, and bad company is worse than bad action. The longer we stay in good company, the longer we'll be able to save ourselves and keep ourselves protected from shaitan. Like this, my dear Islam brothers, this Madani channel is also a means of saving ourselves from shaitan. When we will continue to watch Madani channel, when we continue to watch these silsilas, which talks about the tricks of shaitan and saving ourselves from shaitan and how to save ourselves from shaitan, inshallah, we'll able to save and protect ourselves from shaitan. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there are many other things which could be mentioned about saving yourselves from shaitan. Continue watching these episodes, reality of shaitan, and inshallah, we'll able to save ourselves from the tricks and the ways of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us protected and save us from the tricks of shaitan. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing from Satan.